Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Marketing Espresso. So grateful that you are joining me. I am batching just off the back of COVID, so you'll have to excuse me if a few things don't make sense. Nah, I'm feeling pretty good today. I will admit last week was hell. I was down and out for 6 days, which was definitely not what I experienced with my first bout of COVID. I was actually fine, so I was expecting to be fine. And literally, I was saying to my mom, oh, you got to drop me over some tests because I'll be testing negative by Wednesday. Yeah, no, that wasn't the case. I didn't test negative till Saturday and I had gotten it the Sunday before. So that good old 7 days still rang true. I also didn't even feel like leaving the house till about Saturday. So whew, hit me hard, guys. So I'm back in the driver's seat this week, catching up, but also wanted to make sure I brought you guys some good content as I am totally due for a batch. So I want to talk today about something that I'm seeing happening, not necessarily from a marketing point of view, but actually just from a consumer point of view. And I'm noticing it just in life. And I want to talk through it because I've been challenged on this as well. So I want to kind of bring you both sides. And obviously it's in the title, right? People are sick and tired of digital everything. And why am I saying this? Because we're seeing in my personal life, I'm a runner. I've always been a runner. You guys know I'm a runner. I've done enough episodes based around running and marketing and how they have similarities. But, you know, running has become popular. I didn't think running could be like a trend, but it's trending because people are sick of dating apps. Okay, hear me out. As you all know, I'm dating. And I am also sick of dating apps. The thought of going on a dating app is like, because I spend all day on my computer, right? The last thing I want to be doing is having really basic interactions with a human on these apps. And the apps are actually seeing a huge decline in online stuff, like in online activity is the word I'm looking for there. And even down to social media platforms, for the first time ever, they're reporting that less and less people are engaging and actively putting content on their platforms. And you see it in your own social circles now. There is a whole bunch of people who are like, I'm not on Instagram or I'm not on Facebook or I put my phone down in a separate room overnight. And it's conversations that I've heard in people that I know are completely addicted to social media and they're actively trying to remove this constant need to be plugged in and on technology. People are really opting for the in real life events. I went to a Valentine's Day dating event because I actually love speed dating. What a shock, right? The girl that's a complete extrovert loves speed dating. I met some really fascinating people just from a, not necessarily from a partner point of view, but just from a life point of view. And that event was sold out. It had over 400 people in a rooftop bar in Sydney on Valentine's Day. It sold out really quickly. And what we're seeing is this constant push for in real life. And I've been challenged and said that no, because, you know, people are being asked back into the office now, they're opting for virtual webinars and things when they're at work. And look, I think it's a healthy balance thing. I think there's a nice mix of people that are like, yep, definitely I'm willing to do that webinar during my lunch break and I want to watch it virtually. But I also think that there is this pull for people to get out and be like face to face with people and interacting with people on a physical level, like actually understanding facial expressions, not staring at themselves at a screen, because we never used to know what we looked like in a meeting. And I think as a business, this gives a really interesting opportunity for you to delve a little deeper into who your clients are and the way that they want to be presented to, or the opportunities that might present themselves to reach your ideal client. Maybe people are going to more breakfasts. Maybe people want to show up and get a free lunch and learn. Maybe there's opportunities to kind of look at how you could market to them differently, how you can network a little bit differently. And I think stop at this constant, everything's just easier online. And I think also for you as a business owner, there's an opportunity to look into, well, should I be doing more in-person networking events, or are the virtual networking events giving me what I want anymore? You know, what's available out there in person to kind of broaden the areas where you are? Because I know during COVID, obviously, there's a lot of virtual opportunities have come up, but maybe there's some more, you know, in-person ones that are actually going to help your business thrive too. So I do think people are getting sick and tired of constantly being online, feeling disengaged, feeling disconnected. We know that the UN has come out and said we're the loneliest generation ever. And this is because we miss those points of connection. You can look it up, but they came out and actually said there was 8 points of connection that we need in our lives to not be considered lonely. Things like your interaction with your random coffee shop owner that knows your coffee, family, things like that. So the ones that we don't think of, it was really interesting. So you can go look that up. It was like the 8 points of connection that we need in our lives to not be lonely. But one of those ones is the water cooler chats and things that we need. Obviously, we don't need to be back in the office all the time, I believe. But even as a business owner, entrepreneur, where are you seeking those little connection points? And does the virtual cut it anymore? And if you're looking at your marketing, how can you find opportunities for in-person events? Is it that you know, the ways that you do things? So thinking about that, the fact that we've seen, obviously in other areas, we know that the dating pool is really sick of online. And yeah, the apps are just having a huge turning away at the moment of those because of the predatory nature of them. But it also opens up to the thing of run clubs are booming and, you know, other types of clubs are booming, swim clubs are booming. There's all these sorts of activities that people want to engage with. How as a brand do you meet people where they're at? Just some food for thought today. I hope that's been helpful. If you have any thoughts or feedback, of course, always reach out, say hi. Have a great week though, guys. I'll be back in your ears next week. Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening and I hope that it changes your life.